2017. Happy New Year, friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest in the first show of the new year, The Vero Insider. Cindy,
yay,
welcome back.
Oh, yeah.
I missed
too.
You.
Me too.
Your face doesn't look any different.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
that's good.
I know. It's been a whole year since we've seen each other.
I know, it has been.
It's been a year ago. Well, I'm really excited because 2017 is starting off in full force with lots of opportunities for us residents to experience some of the best things that Indian River County has to offer. The weather's great and all sorts of festivals are popping up. It's really the time where our season, if you will, kicks in to full stride. And so we're really fortunate to have two guests that are going to be giving us an update. It's a second anniversary, second annual, for an event that is now offering some new things to the mix, which is very exciting. Very exciting indeed. But before we divulge some of those details, I'd like to first thank a couple of our wonderful sponsors that make this show possible. I like to say each and every week, but it's each and every year. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is year number seven.
Seven, yay.
Happy anniversary to us.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
So, of course, the Blue Star. Each and every week, we sample a different wine and talk about different cuisine that's being provided at this fantastic establishment located in the heart of downtown Vero. Open Tuesday through Saturday. All of your dining needs acquired. 5 o'clock. To close 5 p.m. So it's a dinner thing. But you know what? She opens up for big events.
Mm-hmm.
She already has a couple weddings on the book where you can reserve the entire restaurant and she'll come in and do something special. They just had their annual pajama brunch. Another success.
That's a great idea, too.
Right?
Don't have to worry about what you wear. You just came through the season. What am I going to wear? Pajamas.
Everybody gets new pajamas for Christmas. I think show them off.
Yeah.
Show them off. G-rated ones.
The G-rated
ones. Of course, the Blue Star. So we're sipping on a little Lambrusco,
uh-huh,
which is actually compliments of our studio. They did a fantastic holiday party at the Blue Star for all of us radio hosts. And this was part of the prizes. And this has just the right amount of effervescence. I know Lambrusco seems like it's a wine of the past, but it certainly has, I think, a place in today and more importantly, in the new year, when you get that little bit of red, but that little bit of sparkle, it's a combination is very appealing. What did my guests think?
Well, I think it's very pleasant.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right? We love it. And don't forget, when you move with White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, you always get a bottle of wine and other goodies in the Welcome to Your New Home bag. What a treat is that? So free estimates, local, long distance moving. White Glove, we're really excited about being able to offer those services, and of course, being able to think about those other things that sometimes in the moving process we forget about, and we take care of those all in that Welcome to Your New Home bag. And a celebratory bottle of wine, a White Glove Wine Key, can go a distance, can go the mile.
You bet, right?
Yeah.
So, all the essentials.
Perhaps you remember that voice, Mr. Jim Bellinger. He is back, and his sidekick for this upcoming event, Donna Keys, is here to talk to us about Shrimp Fest. But it's Shrimp Fest with a twist and a whole new name.
That's correct. The Shrimp Fest and craft beer, Hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo. Now, Hullabaloo is...
It's party time.
It's a party.
Party time. We had a great party last year. We learned a lot of things. There's a lot of changes going on this year from last year. Matter of fact, there's so many changes, we did change the name. We changed it to the Shrimp Fest and Craft Brew Hullabaloo.
Love the rhyme. I'm a big fan of rhymes.
Because we are all, not just targeting the market who loves shrimp, but the craft brew industry now is just, it's just so fun.
And it's exploding.
It is. And we have over, I think, like 15 brewers.
15 just from our local area, or some are coming from much further?
St. Lucie, Merritt Island, actually one from the Florida Keys.
Right.
There you go. That's a bit of a hike.
Orlando as well, yeah. And one
nice.
From Orlando.
And we're also having on Sunday home brewers. And these guys
that
are
was
from
great
Sebastian and Palm Bay, Space Coast. So we have at least 4 home brewers coming in this year. And the craft beer tasting and the homebrew tasting are scheduled only from 1 to 4. And you have to get, well, we say wristbands, not tickets, but you get a wristband. So you buy a wristband and you get a glass. And you get to sample all of the beers From 1 to 4 on Saturday is craft brew, and Sunday 1 to 4 is homebrew. Now, you can go on the internet to shrimpfestfl.com and buy tickets in advance or get them at the Shrimp Fest. But we're limiting how many people can get in.
To
the beer tasting. We're limiting Saturday to 700.
700, yes, and Sunday was 500.
500 for the homebrewers.
And at this point, say somebody that does homebrew is listening. Is there still an opportunity to maybe be able to showcase?
We'd love to have you talk to us. Shrimpfestfl.com or info@shrimpfestfl.com on
email.
Email. Right. Yes.
Oh, excellent. This is exciting. And I like that it's a short amount of time because last year, having been there firsthand and bringing our family, not only was it tons of fun, but there was a clear demand for the tent of craft beers.
Oh, yes.
But I think it's nice to not just say it's an all-day thing, but to then have there be some sort of cohesiveness that they're all going to be there compiled for 3 hours. And it's probably easier to corral all the folks at that time, too.
Yes, it is, actually.
Very smart.
We've expanded the corral. we've made it a beer garden.
Beer garden.
Garden, uh-huh. Yes. So it's a bigger area, individual tents, a little more elbow room.
Smart.
Some more chat room because they love to chat about their product.
Yeah.
They're very proud of it.
And there's a brewery in Sebastian called Paradolia Brewery.
Yes.
And Pete, who owns that, has been the one who's been the impetus to all of this craft brew hullabaloo.
Including from last year, right?
From last year and from this year again. He's just taken the bull by the horns on this one and just turned it into a wonderful part of our event. Actually, a major part of our event.
Yeah, well, it's in the title now.
Yeah. Yeah, right. He's got second billing.
No kidding. And, you know, I having a show called The Vero Insider, you know, we like to talk about where to go, what to try, how to give back. It makes sense to have somebody from the craft brew inside scheme of things be the one to be your resource. It certainly makes a lot of sense. Is it going to be in the same venue as last year out in Fellsmere?
Yes, it is. Yep. The old schoolhouse in Fellsmere.
Can't miss it. You just take 512 West and you'll run into it.
You know, that brings up another subject I wanted to talk about today, too, is last year we had some parking issues, which we are seriously addressing this year. But instead of going 95 to 512, if you take 60 to 512 and go north on 512 from 60, there's lots of parking. And you can get up close to the event and park all along 512. If you go the
other way. It's a pretty drive.
It is. It's a
very
nice drive.
Yeah.
And there's a nice park out there, too. You know, take a look and see about that. Where a lot of the airboats go out of that park.
Oh, yeah.
So it is a nice drive. And there'll be lots of parking along 512 if you take the west entrance into Fellsmere. And if you take the east entrance into Fellsmere, which is from 95, then you'll be able to park your car and we'll be busing you in from parking areas.
Ah, terrific.
Because last year it really backed up and we know there was a problem with that.
And there was construction last year, which we won't have to worry about this year, which is nice. One less thing.
Well, that's it. That was it.
But it was a success. So how many people came through last year?
All I can say is, being from the marketing side, I don't know how Donna felt, but at noontime when people couldn't move out there and, you know, the lines were so crazy, I just felt like I could walk on air.
Yeah.
You know, because it was such a relief that the marketing brought the people.
We figured about 10,000 last year.
Yeah.
And we learned a lot of lessons from that, too, because our lines were too short. So we've made so many changes this year to really encourage people to come out and enjoy, because I don't want somebody that was there last year to think, oh, I'm not going there. The parking was awful and the lines were long. Well, we're doing more ticket booths. We're doing a number of things to keep those lines going.
More restaurants.
And there's still opportunity for restaurants to sign up and participate and showcase their
We are
shrimp.
Looking for one more restaurant.
One more. Ooh.
One more. So
if that's not an exclusive, I don't know what is.
Right.
Yeah, right now we have the Old Fish House Bar and Grill, and they're the ones that won the Shrimp Fest cook-off last year.
It was delicious.
And Tiki Bar and Grill is coming back. Osceola Bistro is coming back. Squid Lips, Captain Hiram's. And we have a new one, Chubby Mullet Bar and Grill.
Oh, they're new to the Sebastian Chamber, too.
Yeah.
Great people. Mm-hmm.
Last year, Marsh Landing, they participated. But this year, they're working with us on something different. for our sponsors. Last year, we had a VIP tent. This year, we're going all out for our sponsors. We're having a VIP event. So anybody who is a sponsor of $350 or more gets to come to the VIP event. And that's going to be Friday night before the Shrimp Fest. So it'll be the 24th.
A little kickoff. It'll be a kickoff.
We have a band. Well, we have a hairpiece, I think, is going to be playing. We'll have beer and food. And so it's a whole event just for the sponsors. And it hopefully will encourage sponsors to join us. And then they get to meet with other sponsors. So they get, it's a networking opportunity also.
It most certainly is. So with that being said, there's one spot left for a restaurant to be able to showcase what they do so well. There's an opportunity for craft beer homebrews to be able to come and showcase what they do.
Yes.
However, there is spots available still for sponsorship.
Yes.
And the fact of the matter is you're going to get ample amounts of exposure leading up to the event because the event isn't till the end of February, February 25th and 26th.
Right. Absolutely.
And sponsorship levels start as small as?
For the VIP event, $350.
$350 for the VIP. But
as small as $50. I mean, it's a charitable thing.
But to get into the VIP event, the minimum sponsorship is $350.
$350, right.
And we think that encourages people to
Absolutely.
Come.
Absolutely. It's a friendly number. I sometimes lose my breath when I see some of the buy-in numbers for some of the different programs. I think to myself, whoa, how does a business, if everyone asks every business for that much money, how are they going to ever stay afloat? So these are tangible, workable numbers that should be very appealing to sponsors. And who is some of the, let's save this for when we get back, but let's think, what would be some ideal sponsors from what type of businesses and what businesses did it last year that are happy to be repeating this year? That's what we're going to find out about Shrimp Fest and Craft Brew Hullabaloo. Wow. It's the Lambrusco. It wasn't me, folks. You're listening to the Vero Insider. I'm Anna Valencia. Tillery, we're talking Shrimp Fest. Don't go anywhere.
When in need of a specific service, you go to a provider who specializes in it, right? So why not do the same when it comes to your home loan? At Caliber Home Loans, mortgages are all we do, and the Treasure Coast is our focus. We use only local appraisers to ensure true values, and decisions are made in-house. No hoops to jump through or feeling like you're just a number, like when dealing with the big banks. At Caliber Home Loans, helping you get a loan for the home of your dreams is not just what we do best, it's all we do, and we're here for you. So shop with confidence for your new home in Indian River County and come see our team of specialists at Caliber Home Loans. Call us at 844-GO-CALIBER. Or visit us online at www.calibertreasurecoast.com. I'm Shannon Pohl, and I approve this message.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Beachland Cleaning Service has grown to become the area's premier janitorial service provider. Our service area extends from Melbourne through Fort Lauderdale. Our staff has more than 80 years combined industry experience. They're skilled, technically trained professionals who undergo continuing education so they can provide service that exceeds industry standards. Experience the difference. Call us today, 569-0799.
Beachland Cleaning is a member of the iTex trading community. Your iTex dollars are welcome. You can trust Sandpiper Pest Control, serving Indian River, St. Lucie, and Brevard. Certified by the state of Florida to treat homes, lawns, and termites. Fully licensed and insured. Priced right, effective, and friendly.
Hi, this is Joel, the owner of Sandpiper Pest Control. Sandpiper can solve your pest issues. No contracts to sign, just results.
Call for a free estimate, 772-589-0204. Sandpiper Pest Control, a member of the iTex trading community, your iTex dollars are welcome.
Absolute perfection, fabulous food, excellent staff.
That's just a few of the recent reviews for the redesigned Blue Star in downtown Vero.
Sexy and sophisticated, divine entertainment, and gorgeous wines.
Don't just take their word for it. Check it out for yourself and come hungry, or at least ready for a wonderful experience that will have you coming back for more. From decadent soups and salads to the freshest seafood, steaks, and lamb anywhere. Dressed in luxurious sauces and superb starches. Then, match it with wines approved and selected by owner and chef, Kitty Wagner. Feel like a craft beer or signature cocktail? At the Blue Star, you can have that and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday, weekly from 5 p.m. to close. Walk-ins welcome. Large parties happily accommodated. Follow us on Facebook. See you at the Blue Star.
White Club Moving and Storage. We keep Florida moving.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chamber said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Welcome back, my friends. Happy 2017. Anna Valencia Tillery here, your happy hostess with the Moses on another great edition of the Vero Insider. And we're getting the exclusive details of Shrimp Fest. It's all new, bigger, and better. Second annual. Jim Bellinger, RE/MAX Associated. Tell me some great news about last year. You all raised a lot of money for kids' charities.
We really did. For North County Youth Sports and Youth Activities, we gave away $50,000.
Wow. Right, Cindy?
It was great.
That's terrific. And that's something that I could see a lot of businesses wanting to get behind and help to sponsor this event and support it, as well as vendors to be able to come out and showcase, because they're also a contributing factor of making it a successful event, right?
Absolutely.
The vendors that were there last year all wanted to come back this year.
Oh, that's terrific.
They did really a great job last year.
And there's still spots available for vendors?
Yes, we have actually as many vendors now as we had last year, but we have spots for more. So we've expanded
the
vendor area. Yes.
Right. Brilliant.
Yes. We had a parking lot out there last year that we have now taken, and that's where the band is going to be. So bring your lawn chairs. You sit and listen to the bands. We've got a great list of bands already booked. And there'll be vendors all around there, and then the beer garden, and Home Depot's doing the kids' activity area again for us. So there's so much to do out there this
and
coming,
still
this year.
Opportunities to be a part of it again February 25th, 26th. Let's talk. I always love events like this where we come up with clever levels of sponsorship that coincide with the theme of the event. So what are our levels of sponsorship? What are their names? I always love this stuff.
Well, the shrimp is $100.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Well named.
Then right.
Okay.
The large prawn is $350.
And that gets you two tickets to the VIP event on Friday night. And you get listed in the programs. You're featured on our sponsor board. You bring a banner and put a banner up on the fence for you. And then the next one up is $500, the extra large prawn. You get four tickets to the VIP event. You get listed in all our websites and our newspaper advertising.
And then for $1,000, it's a jumbo.
The jumbo shrimp with extra cocktail sauce.
Yeah, love it.
You get all of the things Donna mentioned, plus four event T-shirts listed on the web and radio advertising, and also a vendor's booth. So if you want to be a vendor, maybe be a vendor and a sponsor.
And come to the VIP party for people.
Right.
Love it.
Next one up is $2,500. That's our colossal. And you get six tickets to the VIP event. You also get a vendor booth. You get six event T-shirts. We mentioned you in the radio advertising and web and print. And then on the next one, what's that, Jim?
That's a captain's platter. That's $5,000. And if you want to bring more money than that, we will make up a name for you.
Oh, there you go, yeah. Jim. I like that. He's a pleaser.
Yeah.
That's right.
So let's just touch on some of the wonderful sponsors that were a part of it last year. I know some of them we've even mentioned in our commercials that were on commercial break. Coldwell Banker Paradise, right?
Right.
They're terrific.
Of course, the Remax Associated.
Remax Associated.
Dylan Evans, Attorneys at Law. Complete Electric. Henry Fisher and Son. Ivy Technologies. Runner Depot. My favorite place for sneakers.
Brilliant. Yes. See, and then we shop local. We support our supporters. It makes perfect sense. For those who are listening, you're thinking, is this going to be a good fit for us? I mean, because this is shrimp related, I would say if you own any sort of fishing charter things or anything, you could be a good tie-in, you know, if your industry.
Absolutely. I mean.
Or if you just want to support your community.
Supporting your community, yeah. That's what does it for me.
Yes.
I mean, it feels so good to give back at this point and see what you can do with a little bit of effort and
Absolutely.
A group effort, really.
A group effort.
And if you want to be a $5,000 sponsor, you get your logo on our T-shirt. And we have a $5,000 cash sponsor this year, the Corrigan Goddard Foundation, which
many
we are
thanks.
So pleased
many, many
to
thanks,
have
right?
them with us. And let's see, I think Hometown News.
Hometown News,
Hometown
again,
News.
Was the $5,000.
Terrific.
Rent.
There you go. But if you go to shrimpfestfl.com, you can view already the status of sponsorships. You can buy your tickets because you're going to want to be able to get your pass for the Beer Garden Craft Brew Experience. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
the homebrew experience.
Pre-purchase that, for sure.
Pre-purchase that. Because
right?
if it's limited to 700 and 500 people, that's going to go quickly.
Yeah.
I was there last weekend, and folks came out from the woodwork to experience this, and I'm sure they will again, rightfully so. It's being streamlined. It's being perfected. I'd like to thank you both for coming in. We're going to mention the website again in just a moment, but I do want to thank our wonderful sponsors, the Hair Studio Vero and Foxy Nails. They made all of my friends and family look fabulous this holiday season, and don't let that opportunity pass you by for 2017. They're open. They're available, Foxy Nails, 7 days a week. The Hair Studio, on the days she isn't open, she can be open by appointment. But guys and gals are welcome to both of those outlets. And they just want you to look good at great prices. Of course, Packmail Beachside for all of your shipping needs. We'd like to thank all of our loyal customers that came in to ship their gifts with us this holiday season. And we hope to be the first place you think of for all of your shipping needs in 2017. Of course, the Blue Star, enjoy a fantastic meal and craft cocktail there. Caliber Home Loans, these ladies know nothing but how to do a loan for you. You can sit down, get a free consultation. If you want to be a homeowner in 2017, not only am I talking and looking at a great realtor today with Jim Bellinger and his entire team.
Right.
What's the name of your team?
The Live Now.
Right?
Right. The Live Now team.
But they have great resources like Caliber Home Loans to help get all of their clients approved to make sure they can have the home of their dreams that they can afford, which is very good detail.
Right.
It's a good detail. We don't want to forget about
you
that
You have
one.
To be in that right point.
Yeah.
You have to afford it.
And then, of course, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery to help with all the heavy lifting throughout the Treasure Coast. And we're going to do a moving tip of the week each and every week here on the Vero Insider. And one of the things that we wanted to come up with and share with all of our listeners for the start of 2017 is that you should really consider hiring White Glove, even if it's just for the heavy stuff, right? For the big sofas, the big dressers and armoires. But it's the little stuff. It's like the lamps. If you take all of your lamps and you're doing these little trips to and fro and you don't have to do a one-day move, which is sometimes what has to happen, and you hire the professional and do the full pack and everything. But if you have time to ease yourself into the new place and you take just your lamps, you will save yourself a small fortune by taking over your small stuff and the lamps ahead of time. Pretty brilliant, right?
Yes.
Right.
TheVeroInsider.com. You can go there. You can find us on Facebook, live link, and show support to all of our wonderful sponsors who make the publication and show possible. And again, what's that website for us to get all the scoop on Shrimp Fest?
ShrimpFestFL.com. And you have to add the FL or you'll get a Shrimp Fest in another state.
Oh, we don't want that. FL is important. We like abbreviations. So welcome to 2017. Thank you for listening. And until next week, my friends, cheers.